Now he was one of the elite, like a cosmonique, blurring the line between machine and human. The kind of hyper-boosted composite the mundane troops stored in Zero Tau on the Gemmel aspired to become. Razor Malin retained a basic humanoid shape, although he was now 2 meters tall and proportionally broad. His skin was artificial, a tough, neutral, grey-blue, impact-resistant composite with a built-in chameleon layer. He didn't bother with clothes anymore, and there were no genitalia, rather no external genitalia, Kelly recorded faithfully. Cybernetic six-finger claws replaced his natural hands. Both forearms were wide, with integral small-caliber gauze rifles, his skeleton rigged to absorb recoil. Like Warlow, his face was incapable of expression. Black glass bubble shields covered both eyes. The nose was now a flat circular intake, which could filter chemical and biological agents. The back and sides of his bald skull were studded with a row of 5 sensor implants, smooth, centimeter-wide, ulcer-like bulges. Despite the lack of expression, she learned a lot from his voice, which was still natural. Reza wasn't easily flustered. That and a civilized competence, the way the other 6 followed his orders without question, gave her more confidence than she would otherwise have had in the scouting mission. In the final analysis, she realized, she trusted him with her life. The space plane banked sharply. Kelly was aware of Ashley Hansen focusing the optical sensors on a small river 3 kilometers below. The silvery water had a curious speckling of white dots. "What does he think he's doing?" Pat Hallahan said. The team's second-in-command was sitting in the seat next to her, a ranger scout, as he described himself, slimmer and smaller than Reza, but with the same blue-gray skin and powerful adipose legs. Each forearm had twin wrists, one for ordinary hands, one a power data socket for plug-ins, weapons or sensors. His senses were all enhanced, with a raised rim of flesh running from the corner of his eyes right around the back of his skull. "Hey, what's happening, Ashley?" he called out. Electronic warfare was a thought all the mercenaries were sharing. "I'm going to land us here," Ashley said. "Any particular reason?" Razor Malin asked with quiet authoritativeness. "The surveyed backup landing site is another 70 kilometers southeast." "Listen, anyone who can create that damn cloud can intercept our communications without even trying. They'll have every site Terence Smith ever reviewed marked in a big red circle that says, 'Hit this.'" There was a moment's silence. "Smart man," Pat Hallahan muttered to Kelly. "I wished we'd had him on the Camelot operation. Lost a lot of good people because the general hired too many virgins." "Go ahead," Razor said. "Thank you," Ashley sang back. The space plane dived steeply, spiraling at an angle which sent Kelly's stomach pressing up against her collarbones. "Are you quite sure you want to land?" the pilot asked. "You ask me, we're in way over our heads. Terence Smith couldn't organize a gangbang in a brothel." "If Smith is going to beat the invaders, the starships have to know where to hit them," Razor said. "For that, you need us. We always go in at the shit end. That's what we're good at." "Whatever you say. Don't worry about us. Ultratech never works well in jungle terrain. Nature is just too damn messy. And I don't think I've seen many jungles worse than this one. They can probably swat us with some energy blast, even lob a baby nuke on us if they're feeling particularly bitchy. But they've got to find us first, and rooting us out of that forest wilderness is going to be tricky. I'll make bloody sure of that. You just make sure you and young Joshua stay intact to pick us up afterwards. If I'm alive, I'll pick you up." "Good. I'll hold you to that." The space plane's yaw angle reversed as it performed an abrupt roll. Kelly clung to the armrests with white knuckles as the webbing shifted its hold around her body. This wasn't a clean aerodynamic dive, it was a death plummet. "How are you doing, Kel?" Sewell shouted, sounding hugely amused. Sewell was one of the team's three combat-adept types, and looked it.